Welcome to my podcast. I think we can all agree that 2020 was a terrible year, but there were many interesting developments for data protection and privacy. The Court of Justice of the European Union invalidated the US-EU privacy shield in the so-called Schrems II case. Whilst this was not a particular surprise, its decision on the international data transfer mechanism of standard contractual clauses has created ripples of discontent. The onus has been placed on data controllers to evaluate whether or not there is the requisite level of data protection in the country to which they are transferring data. Just a few months later, the CJEU delivered a number of rulings concerning mass surveillance of electronic communications. National security was found to be within the remit of the e-privacy directive, and the court reiterated its conclusions in Telly 2 Watson. It is impossible to think about this pandemic, for privacy practitioners in particular, and not consider the COVID-19 track and trace mobile phone applications. Globally, governments set up systems to trace individuals using their mobile phones on a scale never seen before. In the UK, privacy campaigners are preparing a legal challenge to the NHS Track and Trace programme. The Open Rights Group is concerned by Public Health England's proposal to keep personal data of those who test positive for COVID-19 for 20 years. Misinformation seemed to have reached its zenith during the pandemic, with around 460 million views of health misinformation on Facebook in April 2020 alone. False information claiming that consuming highly concentrated alcohol disinfects the body of the virus is estimated to have led to the deaths of 800 people. Facebook and other social media platforms are trying to combat this problem and are working with a coalition of governments to set cross-platform standards for tackling misinformation. In the US, the major technology companies have come under increasing pressure this year. In July, the chief executive officers of Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon were interviewed for more than 6 hours about their business practices by the US House Judicial Subcommittee on Antitrust, Commercial, and Administrative Law. The subcommittee released its report in October after a 16-month investigation into the competitive practices of the companies. It recommended structural separation and preventing platforms from making acquisitions in adjacent lines of business. The US Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against Google, accusing it of anti-competitive practices. This is the biggest antitrust case in the US since the lawsuit against Microsoft in the 1990s. The Federal Trade Commission and 48 US Attorneys General have filed antitrust charges against Facebook and are seeking to break up the social media giant. Facebook is accused of predatory practices and of achieving a monopoly position by purchasing platforms such as WhatsApp and Instagram. There were a number of data breach fines imposed by the ICO this year. Marriott International was fined £18.4 million for failing to keep millions of customers' personal data secure. The ICO also fined British Airways £20 million for failing to have adequate security measures in place when it was subject to a cyber attack in 2018. The fines were significantly less than what the ICO had initially proposed. There have been a number of actions started in the UK this year that are noteworthy. The Open Rights Group announced in November that it is starting legal proceedings against the ICO for failing to take action against the ad tech industry, despite finding widespread unlawful practices in an investigation in 2019. On the same theme, a legal claim against Oracle and Salesforce has been brought, challenging the use of third-party ad tech tracking cookies. This is a representative action which could potentially include millions of individuals that have been tracked across the internet. And the Supreme Court also granted Google permission to appeal the judgment of the Court of Appeal in Lloyd and Google. This is another representative action seeking per capita compensation for the collection of browser-generated information. Two interesting judgments in the UK this year were WM Morrison Supermarkets and Various Claimants, which was about employer liability for data breaches, and the Crown on the application of bridges and the Chief Constable of South Wales Police, which was about the use of live automated facial recognition technology. Figures released by the Ministry of Justice in the summer indicate that the number of defamation cases issued in the UK has increased, with the number of claims in 2019 reaching the highest in a decade. The case of Depp and News Group newspapers dominated the newspaper headlines during the summer. The actor ultimately lost his case, with Mr. Justice Nicholl finding the statements made by his ex-wife to be true. He is appealing the decision. The Supreme Court also clarified the application of the common law Reynolds defence to Section 4 of the Defamation Act 2013 in the case of Serafin and Malkovitz and others. The High Court declined jurisdiction in the curious case of Wright against Graneth. The Court of Appeal heard the case in October, and judgment is still pending. Dr. Craig Wright claims to be the elusive creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, and is trying to sue Magnus Graneth for libel for tweeting that this is false. Earlier in the year, Dr. Wright lost his case in the Court of Appeal on Jurisdiction against cryptocurrency investor Roger Ver, who had publicly expressed similar doubts. After this challenging year, let us hope for a better world in 2021, I shall be releasing a new podcast series next year called The Data Optimist, where I will be interviewing people about data and technology and how it is being used in ways that promote sustainable development and benefit society. It will be available on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you tune in again in the new year.